This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Today, Boston-based NSTAR and Northeast Utilities of Hartford announced plans for a $17.5 billion merger. It's a deal that would create one of the largest utility companies in the country. The new company will have more than 9,000 employees in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire, and will provide service to nearly 3.5 million customers. But what does all this mean for consumers? Joining us now to break it down is WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nikisch. Thanks for being here, Kurt.
Hi, Sasha.
Kurt, most of our listeners who live in the Boston area are probably familiar with NSTAR, at least the name NSTAR. But give us a view of this other company that NSTAR is merging with, Northeast Utilities. What is the brief overview?
Well, it's a company based in Hartford, Connecticut, fairly big. It's got customers there, but it also has customers in New Hampshire and in Massachusetts under Western Massachusetts Electric, if you've heard of them. And in many ways, the company's kind of followed a similar path as NSTAR recently. In the past 10 years, it's gotten out of the nuclear energy business. It sold off some of its non-regulated businesses. They're sort of following the same paths, and they've already cooperated, these two companies, on a $1 billion transmission line that's designed to take hydropower from dams up in Quebec down here to New England.
So they've already cooperated on that hydropower dam. Why are they deciding, let's just merge?
Well, it's a little bit of a different answer for each company, right? For Northeast Utilities, it's able to expand its footprint, but also link up with a profitable utility here. By merging, they're going to be able to raise their dividend payout to shareholders to the same level that NSTAR has, which is higher. Together, they'd be the biggest utility in New England. Now, for NSTAR, well, here's the NSTAR CEO, Tom May.
This transaction is all about growth. It's all about creating a company that can do things that individually we couldn't do.
Honestly, they didn't give that many concrete reasons why they'd have a better business structure as a bigger company. I mean, the two companies said they're not going to cut jobs as a result of the merger. So on one hand, that's great, you know, for on the job front. But that also means they're not really going to save any money by combining. So it seems like this is really a finance and market position deal. Northeast Utilities was going to issue stock in a couple of years. Now it's not going to have to. What NSTAR gets appears to be like a better geographical distribution. And the two companies say together they're going to invest $9 billion in infrastructure over the next 5 years. And that, you know, by being together, they'll be in a better position to invest and grow. So that's the claim.
And as part of this deal, NSTAR's current CEO, Tom May, who we just heard from, will be CEO of the merged company. But the NSTAR name will disappear and the whole company will be called Northeast Utilities. So is it a merger of equals? How do we make sense of that?
That's what they're calling it. And I think it's fair to say that at this point. Northeast Utilities is bigger. It's going to keep the name. But the way the stock deal works, it's actually about $4.2, $4.3 billion in stock that we're actually talking about. Shareholders in NSTAR automatically become shareholders in this larger combined company. They'd own about 44% of it. Normally, when you see deals like this, one company offers more money to kind of sweeten the deal, but that doesn't really fly in the regulated space. So this is a one-for-one deal. NSTAR gets to keep the CEO, so that's the flip side.
The press release that went out about this said customers will not, quote, experience any merger-related rate changes. Does that mean rates will not go up?
Yeah, for now at least. Here's NSTAR CEO Tom May talking about his arrangement with Massachusetts regulators.
We entered into a rate freeze. It does not expire until January 1 of 2013, so nothing can be affected, until that time. But we think by that time, the benefits of the transaction will actually help consumers.
And do we know that customers will see any kind of change in service? Will they see anything?
I think if you're an NSTAR customer, it's still going to be an NSTAR bill. It's really going to be what can they do for customers and ratepayers down the road as they invest in these bigger things.
Briefly, Kurt, green energy. Do we think that we'll see more of this when the companies combine?
I think everything that they've said, the hydropower, the smart grid investments that they have to do, I think that's all very consistent with sort of the way the industry's going right now. So they also don't say anything about Cape Wind.
Kurt Nikisch, WBUR business and technology reporter. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Sure thing.